we've got an absolute legend of a guest in the studio right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Hip Hop on Sin, Strictly DT. Strictly,
peace,
how you doing, bro?
How are you guys? Good to see you.
It's good to have you here, bro.
Yeah?
It's good to have you here.
It's good to be here.
First of all, congratulations on the new album.
Thank you.
Stellar. Deschel Luck Special. Had to ask him before we got on, but it's definitely Deschel Luck Special, right?
It's a lot easier to ask instead of trying reading it off the bat.
No, I wasn't going to do DC or Luck Special.
Yeah, DC yeah. Or, that's nah, Deckel, Decimal. No. I've got it all, so it's easy.
Oh, you got Decimal?
I got Decimal one time. The teacher was like, they had to put the M in there.
Oh,
they could
man.
Not see it. It was like some dyslexic stuff.
No, that's a violation.
Hey, man. Tell us about the album. First of all, I had to listen to it on the way here, and it's stellar for what it's worth. And I think it tells a lot of stories in one. But talk to me about how you're feeling about it right now. Now that's out.
Oh, I'm just glad it's over. It's been like almost three years of it, and it only formed like this probably 2 years in.
Right.
Because I was just writing songs that I wasn't trying to put any sort of. I wasn't had no intentions of doing an album. I was just making songs, trying to get my emotions out. But then I started seeking therapy 2 years ago, and I was recording the sessions so that I can listen back to them again, and kind of just to kind of process it. Because sometimes in the moment we don't know what we're saying. We're kind of just trying to keep the show going and keep it flowing. So I listen to it when I'm at work. I listen back and just process it. And I realize that a lot of the things that I'm writing about are in correlation to what I'm talking about or what's really bothering me. So I found the way to bridge all of these songs that aren't all genre specific, you know,
right.
It's definitely a hip hop album, but
I
have
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, they have different elements of different genres or subgenres in
eclectic.
It. Yeah, so I realized that if I put these, like, chop up some of these sessions that are relatable to the songs that I'm making, it will break enough for me to put on a song like Break Free, which is like a real, you know, jazz rock vibe, and then a song like Flower, which is more of like a smooth R&B soul type of vibe. And then obviously I've come from hip hop, so I obviously have most of that sprinkled throughout in it. So it became really started to become a piece after 2 years of it. And then I was like, all right, I really got to put effort into everything, where it's like everyone from the collaborators to the producers. And yeah, it's here.
That's really nice to see how, like, as you said, going to therapy almost provided you like a roadmap or a mind map for like what you wanted your music to almost like or portray or sound like. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. It was therapy in itself was clarity. So like a lot of the things that I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about half the time I go in. You know, I think, oh, there's nothing wrong. I'm happy.
Yeah, that's what we all think.
Yeah. And then you go and you start talking and you're like,
so
you know what?
Something. Some shit.
Yeah, something did like really press something. And I don't know what it is, whether it be something from my wife, something from my son, something from the music industry. And we just kind of break it down. And then I start getting to the root of it. And it becomes like really clear as to why I might be reacting in a certain way, whether it's sarcasm, anger, you know, joking on people, you know, just it's still an insecurity at that. So I'm just trying to neutralize all of the things that are like spiking my feelings, you know, trying to stay neutral and
level
level headed. And I think every month that I do it, because I this guy's very expensive.
Well,
shout out Brandon.
But
he's really helped me through so much with either my partner getting to know myself and even understanding myself a little bit better.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Glad to see you, at least you're getting your money's worth.
Oh, bro. I was like, I put him on the thing. I was like, look, I'm about to put you on this album.
Yeah.
I said it because somehow I'm making this back.
Yeah. You kind of the reason why it's happening, dog.
But yeah, no, Brandon, he was recommended to me, and I'm fortunate enough to have found someone who suits, you know, the way I talk and how I like to receive information. You know, sometimes when you're in a full-on, you know, heated conversation, you're not really looking to hear what they're saying. You're actually looking to just respond. So it's always good to have someone who is neutral, who doesn't have a biased opinion. You know, we all think that, well, I shouldn't say all, but most of us assume that talking to our friends is therapy for them. And sometimes it's not the case because they're not, they're already biased on that. They want the best for you, but also they want the best for themselves as well.
They're like their own place at the same time.
Yeah. And they will say like, look, I don't want you to break up because then you're going to break up the friend group and then we're not.
I know that too well. Yeah. I know that.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. So it's good to have someone who does know you and he just wants to get to the root of whatever it is. Mm. And also the best thing about the album itself is just like, just destigmatizing the whole era of like therapy. You know, when I first told my parents, that I was going to go see therapy, they were like, "What? There's nothing wrong with you. You're not sick. You're not sad or depressed." And I was like, no, I said, I'm not. My dad was like, "Whatever I did, I'm sorry."
Oh man! He already knew. He was like, "My bad, man."
But no, it's very like, even though they may not know the depth of how deep I'm going in with all of this, like it is helping me understand maybe their point of view and how far they had to come. You know, my father didn't have a dad his whole life, so when you've got something like that, that's a break in the chain.
Yeah, you gotta break the chain. Exactly.
So now you've got him trying to raise me, and then my two other brothers, and he's never had a representation of what a father is. So then now I'm blaming him for not being a father like the way I see other friends as fathers.
Yeah.
And it gave me a bit of clarity as to
levels to it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there's levels to it.
Sometimes I'm sorry I cut you off.
No, it's okay.
But like sometimes it's just like we can only see it through like one lens, right? And there's so many layers to the shit that affects us, and it's hard to unpack that sometimes. But that I'm glad that you found someone to help you through that, and that your album is like incorporating this very beautifully.
Yeah, so thank you.
It's lovely to see that. Back to you. Over.
Hey DT man. Obviously we've talked about the album exploring a lot of mental health. Literally, it's got sessions of it of your therapy within the album.
Mm-hmm.
That's really brave and really vulnerable, I think, to put that out there to the world, you know. And you weren't, it wasn't like you were talking about like quiet stuff or safe stuff. You were digging deep into unpacking some real, you know, it was during COVID, if I'm not wrong, right?
Yeah,
the therapy sessions. So like we were all unpacking some stuff during COVID, but you know, to put it out there like that is, some people would say that it feels too personal or too vulnerable to include directly that sort of stuff. Why did you want to do that?
Well, I think during the whole COVID stuff, I actually started really losing myself because everything that was me was stripped away. So, you know, we couldn't gig. So we couldn't make music. We couldn't go record. I used to teach boxing. I couldn't teach the kids. Mm. I couldn't play basketball. They were taking the rings off of the hoops. And we couldn't do that, like at the local park. So I've spent 30 something years finding who I am. I love music, boxing, basketball, and my family. I said, so now I've got three of them stripped away from me. I've just got my family. Now I don't feel complete.
What do I do now?
What do I do? Yeah. And then that, because I'm losing that, I'm taking it out on the other people that are around me and the people that love me and need me in a specific space. And I can't be there. I can't show up for them. So that kind of pushed me into doing that and making it, you know, the piece that it is.
No, that's honestly a great answer, to be honest with you. I think it's fantastic. It's a really thorough album. I think the production's incredible on it.
Thank you.
I was listening to it on the way here again just to familiarize myself. And you're right. There's each track is different in its own way. And you can tell the influences are different in each song. Talk to me about some of the influences that did influence an album musically like that, or was there nothing really musically that influenced you, and it's more based on your emotions and what you've been through in the past couple of years?
I guess it's just throughout the years of me finding different sounds and different types of music that that really spiked in inspiration. So you can hear certain beats, like I can't seem to write to any beats that don't spark me. And I feel like I won't do the song justice if it doesn't hit some sort of chord, or if it doesn't like write itself. So I was really picky with that, because like I just wanted to, if I heard the beat and it was cool and nothing came of it, I just didn't write to it. And that made it a lot easier for me to find the right ones and then find the right people that match it as well. I mean, this is probably the first album where I've had this many collaborations on there compared to my previous ones. I used to have one producer, me on most of it, and then maybe one or two features. So now I've got like 20 collaborators. I've got Molly Jose, you guys were just playing just before. He's on there.
You've
got
that for
Johnny
you, yeah.
P, Jimmy Harwood, Billy G, who's actually from, he's the one who did Goats. He's the one that produced Goats. And he's from, he is from, I just missed it. I can't remember. Portugal. That's it.
Portugal.
Yeah.
Portugal. Oh, wow.
Do you know which part? I mean, he barely got Portugal.
I barely knew that one, bro.
I was just out there in Lisbon. I would have missed that one.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy. Hey, let's talk about Burn Gently and Sensible Soirees, man. Yeah. It's a big weekend coming up. You're going to be a part of that alongside Alexa and for Jones. Bilali, who's in the house still.
Yeah.
He's joining us. He's hanging out with us. And Young Shogun, of course, who we had on the show earlier. How are you feeling about being a part of a lineup like that?
That's a blessing. Like, you go from watching people like Impha and Mantra, you know, performing and shifting the culture and the way they did it for with their unique styles, and to be able to share the stage, it's better than the international like supports that you like luckily get, you know, because they care about the culture in Australia. Mm. You know, and everyone's trying to push, and I think the documentary speaks for that as well.
Sure, of course.
You know, for them to put that much effort, and I've spent so much time watching American documentaries. There's not nearly enough Australian documentaries, and I know we're a lot younger, but there's still a lot that goes into it.
Younger, but we've got a deep, rich history with music. You know? Enfa spoke about it earlier tonight. He spoke about how we've really put on for other genres of music. You know, we put on for folk, we put on for rock all the time.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're due to put on for hip hop and, you know, an R&B and black owned music. Personally, I think at least.
I do want to ask though. So for Sensible Soirees, right, as well, what can people expect like from you? Like, what do you want to see?
DT's gonna be live that night. So
On stage. Like,
I'm actually so. I was just ranting about this earlier because I've got the album is an hour long. I've got a 20-minute set.
Mm.
I love a lot of the songs, but I also have songs that I know people love from the previous, you know, previous albums or EPs. Mm. So I can't decide where I'm going with it.
Oh.
And the fact that there's such an array of artists playing right now, I don't know which direction to go.
It's the
I was at the point
flex,
now.
Man.
Yeah,
it's
I was at the point
flex.
Now. I'm just gonna
what
put
a
it
blessing
on,
to have. Yeah,
just,
on random.
Just a random generator.
Yeah, just
I do it for me. Do it for
and
me.
Just
yeah.
See where
yeah.
it goes.
Go
and just
pull up a hit for me right now.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, be you, man. I feel like that's the best thing I could say. If you feel like you really want to get your new album out there and it means a lot to you, go for it. I mean, I think people would be more than glad.
So maybe with the advice, the hot advice.
No, it's just the truth. It's just the truth.
It's great. The problem is that all of it is me. So it's like
true.
I'm like, it's the hardest part. It's like this part. It's like I want to show him this side of me, I want to show him this side of me. But then it's like 15-20 minutes is all you got.
Yeah,
so
true.
You know.
It's like picking a favorite child. Almost.
That's right.
Like,
yeah.
I think you would understand that.
Exactly right.
No, I'm kidding. But
hey,
yeah.
Can we talk about fatherhood a little bit? Because it's obviously a big influence on the album as well. Talk about that journey from becoming an artist. I'm assuming you were an artist before you were a father.
Yeah. So it was a lot easier then.
Right. So talk about being a father and being in the game still now. What's that like, and how have you navigated that process?
The transition, it's crazy. You know, before, I would probably say to any artist who isn't a father yet, just go hard. You got all the time in the world to just experiment and try things out, because afterwards you really get a sense of time that is not all yours now.
Yeah.
You've got to sacrifice a lot of stuff that really was dear to you. You know, I used to spend the whole weekend. I used to go a Friday, go into the studio and won't leave till Sunday night. You know, and I can sleep there and all that. But now you've got someone who wants to see you, someone who needs your attention, someone who needs your love.
Yeah.
I can't go to a studio and spend 5, 10, 15 hours there. I literally have 2-3 hour windows, and we either get something done or we don't get anything done.
Anything.
Or you send me something and I'll come and I'll give you an idea, and we have to cook, or we can't just. And it sucks because I know the best studio sessions are the ones where there's no pressure.
Mm.
There's just, everyone's relaxed. And you know, it could take 2 days before you come up with one you know, great idea. But for me, it's not, I can't do that now. I've got, you know, responsibilities and my son is waiting for me to come home.
He is. And you're going to be home real soon because we're just about done here for the evening, ladies and gentlemen. Beautiful. Hey, DT, thank you so much, man. We got less of that time. We got no time left.
Beautiful.
And leading into less of that time, we got Timeless, Strictly DT, Halo Vocal Ensemble, Leona Tafu, and so much more. This is Timeless right off that album, Deshalek Special. Thank you very much.
Smooth.
I've been Owen. It's been Brady. It's been Samir. Let's go.
Awesome.